Welcome back to the Launch Point Leader Podcast. My name's Lori.
This is Bo.
And we are so excited to be here with you today just to share another story someone has written in, just sharing about their leadership journey and a challenge that they're facing right now. If you ever want to write in, you can write us in at advice@launchpointleader.com. We would love to hear from you. Today, our letter says, Dear Launch Point, I'm reaching out to seek your valuable advice on building consistency in my team and their approach to work. Our team has been facing challenges in maintaining consistency in our communication and overall performance. I know my team has a good heart, and I see how hard everyone is trying every day, but we're not seeing that hard work come to fruition. Some months we easily hit all our goals, but more often than not, we're up one month and then fall down the next few months. I know how it frustrates me, but more importantly, I see how it frustrates our team. What are some of your must-dos in order to bring consistency and results to your team? I appreciate your time. Craving consistency.
Hey, great job realizing that it frustrates your team. And that it's frustrating to you. So start there. Good job on seeing that. Glad to know your team has a good heart. Good hearts don't create good outcomes necessarily all the time, right? So, and you said something about, you know, we're trying really hard, but we're not seeing that hard work come to fruition. So, I've got a couple of thoughts, Lori. I know you will too, but I would initially just say, hey, if we're trying really hard, then what are you trying hard on? And are the things you're trying really hard on the right things? Is winning fun? So like you say, hey, some months we win, some months we don't. We're highly inconsistent. Well, is winning fun? Is it celebrated? Is it a big deal? And is it rewarded? I think that's part of creating consistency is whatever your targets are and whatever your wins are, it's got to be clear and it's got to be fun. It's got to be a big deal. So that would be kind of point number one.
Yeah.
Number two, do they know the behaviors and processes needed to achieve it and what those targets clearly are? If they know the behaviors and processes, does someone or some team own those and have responsibility for doing those same things every single day, every single month? And then do you as the leader provide oversight, follow up, and consequences, both positive and negative, for the behaviors being done? And I think this is important. Don't wait for the end of the month to realize if you've won or lost. Mm-hmm. That's a lagging measure. Take a look more at your leading indicators, your leading measures. So the people, are they actually executing the processes and the behaviors that are needed to create that win at the end of the month?
Yeah.
That's where you need to spend your time. And if you do that and make that a big deal when they do it and a big deal when they don't, you'll create more consistency in behavior, which will lead to more consistent, metrics being hit at the end of the month.
Yeah. Going back to the beginning of what you said, good heart doesn't necessarily equal good outcomes. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of times we end up in situations where we've got a lot of great people on our team. Everybody's working. Like you said, you see that they're trying really hard, but you said it doesn't always equal good outcomes. So what do you do when you've got that team of great people, good hearts, motivated, they want to get to a win? Where do you start with that team if you're just not getting the results from them?
Yeah, I need to be a better leader of people. I need to be a better leader of people and a better manager of process. And I've got to ask myself the question. I mean, we go back to this so often. I've got to ask myself the question, have I given them clear targets? Do they know what the win is? Because we can get really confused if we don't know what the win is. And you as a leader, obviously you know what the win is, but your people might not, because they're not thinking about it all the time. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Like, they're not the leader you are. And there's a reason for that. So if they aren't achieving it, but they're like, oh man, we're trying real hard. Well, then do they have the processes and systems and all the things that they need to be able to achieve it? And if they do, I've got to be a better manager of process and leader of people so that they will do the right behaviors that will yield the winning results. Yeah. And I think what you have to do too is when you do win, point out why. Hmm. And make it point back to the processes and behaviors that are in place that they did that allowed them to win.
Yeah.
So that kind of fire in their that brain can kind of fire off and make that connection between, oh, okay, so if I actually do these things, it does result most of the time in winning. And I that's not trying to be harsh, but like as the leader, it's our job to lead people, manage process. So we're we got to close the gap in one of those two ways, or maybe both of them on that scenario.
You know, we say it a lot, but it really is. A lot of these issues comes back to sometimes just checking yourself and evaluating where you are at that. So let's say you're a leader and processes and systems don't come naturally to you. Where do you start and how do you create those to transfer to your team?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could hire a launch point leader.
Exactly what I was hoping you would say.
Things.
Absolutely.
But how do you start? Well, okay. If you're not really process or system driven, find someone on your team that is, because you likely have somebody on your team that is really good at that, and have them come alongside and look at your operation, whatever that operational aspect of the business might be, and go, okay, what are the things that we need to put in place to elicit the results that we want? And I think you can do that just by looking at human behavior.
Absolutely.
And by going equipment and all of that, and go, okay, what's the thing that these people do when we win? Okay, let's repeat that.
Right.
We'll make that into a process, and then we train to that process, and then we hold accountable to that process. So even if it doesn't come natural to you, all you're really looking at is human behavior and equipment that's needed to achieve the outcome when the outcome is actually achieved. And then just put it on paper and teach it, train it, hold accountable to it.
Yeah.
Don't make it a bigger deal than what it actually is. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
it's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah, not overcomplicating it, I think, goes too big, because when maybe you're starting ground zero, it feels very complicated, even just taking that first step, which is why, you know, it feels like self-promotion, because it is a little bit, but using a coach can be so valuable for that. Sometimes it feels very vague and a big concept, but this is something you could say, hey, I want to use a coach for 6 months to figure out my processes, to figure out how to communicate to my team. It's so effective, because maybe you don't have that person on your team, or if you do, you know, look within. Maybe you just don't know that those are the skills your team has. So building those foundations are so important. And then looking into, I think your next point is winning fun. So, you know, when I think of fun, sometimes it goes to a little bit of like, oh, does that mean we're throwing a pizza party every month? Which maybe it is sometimes, but does not feel like the answer. What are some ways to make winning fun for your team?
Don't you like to just be told you just did a really good job?
Yeah.
Like, here's a high five. Here's a fist bump. Mm-hmm. I think you can make it fun. It's the same thing we said before. Don't overcomplicate fun. Don't overcomplicate making it a big deal. It's as simple as going, I caught you doing something right. Mm. High five on that, and maybe even announce it to the whole team in front of everybody. Like, today, Lori did these three things, and because she did those three things, look at where we got to. Awesome job, Lori.
Yeah.
And you can't help but walk out of the office or walk out of the building with your head held a little bit higher and shoulders back a little bit more. So there's all kinds of ways to acknowledge and make winning fun. Just make sure it's celebrated. That's all.
Yeah.
In whatever way you choose to do it. Sometimes it'll be big. I like pizza, right?
Right.
But I mean, a pizza party every month just becomes kind of like wallpaper that's, you know, been there for a long time.
It doesn't get to the root of making people feel that value and appreciation.
That's right.
Where something as simple as a shout out in front of a team, or maybe for that individual, it's a note, or that little things, you know, just acknowledging it.
You're a big deal.
Part of the fun.
You're a big deal to other people because you're their leader, even though you don't realize it yourself. To you, you're just you.
Yeah.
But when you tell somebody that's on your team that they did a good job and that you're proud of the work that they just did, that is a huge deal for them. And we need to realize that more. I need to realize that more.
Yeah, I think all of us do a little bit.
Yes.
Then, you know, digging into, we've talked about setting those foundations, making the winning fun. Now you're a little bit further on in the journey and you've got the processes, but what does oversight and follow-up look like? Because what I see so often with leaders and in myself is you can start something really easily. You can lay the foundations. Yeah. Maybe it goes well for a couple of months, but just like this person's feeling, it'll start to slack off over time. What does that continued follow-up look like?
As a leader, that's once you've set those processes in place and you've communicated the vision to your team and helped them see the pathway to winning, the most important thing you can do other than celebrating the wins is getting a rhythm of follow-up for you. On certain things that you look at every single day, whether they're leading or lagging measures, you've got to have like your scoreboard every day that you look at and go, okay, I know if we're winning because of this checklist being complete,
right,
or because we've said we're going to do these 10 things, they're done or they're not. If they're done, great. That's a win. High five. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. If they're not done, hey, we need to talk about this. What are you going to do to close the gap on this person that owns it? So I think it's, you know, again, don't overcomplicate it. It's just a matter of, as the leader, your behaviors are going to be different than the people that are on your team, what they're doing every single day. If your behaviors aren't different, then you're probably not leading them well. So you've got to have a really good follow-up mechanism for you, just like you want them to have a really good whatever process to get the outcome that they're wanting.
Absolutely. And I think that leads really well into my last point of what you mentioned earlier is don't wait for the end of the month. So maybe what are one or two ways you can not, because it's very easy, you know, that's when you get your metrics, you check in on how you've been doing. How do you keep that as a consistent thing for your whole team? Maybe it's not just you following up. How does your team know throughout the month if they're winning?
Yeah, I mean, I think a daily check-in is easy, maybe it's not easy. It depends on the industry that you're in, right? But a daily check-in, a daily huddle, a daily scorecard. And then, like we said, checklists, are they completed or not? Yeah. Because if they are and they lead to the results, then that's going to be, you're going to know whether you're winning or not during that time as well. So I think just that daily check-in is really critical to keep everybody on track, because a couple of days off track can get the whole month derailed.
Sure.
So just making sure that little daily check-in for, did we win or did we not? Why did we or why did we not? And here's what we're going to adjust for tomorrow. And here's what we're going to adjust for this week.
Yeah. I think today really boils down exactly to what you've been saying. Don't overcomplicate it. You know, you've got establishing your systems and processes. Is your winning fun with your team? What does your consistent follow-up look like? And how does your team know consistently where to check if they're winning?
You said it. Wow. That's it. Done. Go get it.
Yeah. So craving consistency. Thank you for sharing and writing in. You know, we appreciate your time. And if you, the listener, have anything you want to share, a question, advice you want from us, please write in at advice@launchpointleader.com. Thank you.